Not because we're terribly concerned with public service, but because we can, the Average Network presents number 11 in an ongoing series of average short subjects. We take you now to the Calvin Coolidge wing of the Chester Allen Arthur Permanent Committee hearing room, sort of close to, but not actually on Capitol Hill. Here we find the Senate Armed Services Committee questioning Assistant Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz about the war in Iraq. Let us join the senators.
Senator Warner, if I might.
Senator Levin, you are recognized for 2 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary Wolfowitz, currently and with as much specificity as our Constitution allows, what is our plan for the future of Iraq?
Senators, it is a great pleasure to be with you today. Without our free institutions, how can we hope to show a shining, tooth-filled visage to the simple, childlike Iraqi begging by the side of our road for chocolate, chewing gum, nylon stockings, and cigarettes? Our universe is vast. The Iraqis is small. So we shall give some of our vastness to them, upon which they shall build the model of democracy with free and open two-party elections, hot dogs, band concerts in the parks, ice cream later, party conventions, and long summer nights.
Mr. Wolfowitz, what are you talking about? Your plan?
Iraq is not a cut-and-dried situation. Well, it is rather dry, but it's also a fluid situation, and sometimes there have to be cuts to pay for things. But on June 30th, we take control by giving control to them in Iraq. Our goal is to have full, fair, free elections by next December, in time for the holiday shopping season.
Why would Muslim Iraqis be interested in
Christmas
shopping?
When the president decided to convert Iraq, we thought introducing Christmas shopping would be a good start. You know, reindeer and Santa and cards and carols.
Won't that ultimately make Iraq's economy as dependent on holiday shopping as ours is?
That is our hope, Senator.
Oh, Senator Kennedy, you have 3 minutes, and I can wangle some extra minutes if necessary.
Well, John, is this time coming from these hearings?
No, Ted, I believe. I see. No, these minutes are coming from time left over on a banking committee meeting from 1974. I think you were on that committee, Ted.
That's hardly out of the question, John. Wolfowitz, why hasn't Iraqi oil started paying for its reconstruction?
Lots of reasons, Senator.
Such as?
Classified.
I see. Mr. Wolfowitz, you have stated repeatedly that Iraq was a major contributor to international terrorism. You have found no proof of this.
Yes, we have.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, maybe not proof such as you might recognize, Senator. In my persona as Wolfowitz of Arabia, I know much that is hidden beneath the sands of the desert.
Would you detail some of what is hidden in those sands?
Classified, Senator.
Sergeant-at-Arms, cameras and recording devices off, please.
Mr. Wolfowitz, this is ridiculous. These documents are obvious forgeries.
Paul, this document number 12 of yours.
The photograph of the Al-Qaeda training camp near Baghdad. Yes.
This is not a photograph, Mr. Wolfowitz. It's a Crayola drawing of pilgrims, turkeys, and Indians, and says, Thanksgiving, Ricky, age 10. Why is this child's drawing classified, Mr. Wolfowitz?
You aren't reading it correctly, Senator.
He isn't alone, Paul. This whole packet of documents is absurd. A receipt from Langenheimer's Deli in Richmond, 4 pastrami on rye toast with mustard and pickle, 2 corned beef with horseradish.
You see, Senator, it's obvious.
Is it, Paul? Is it real?
I certainly think so.
Well, Mr. Wolfowitz, I have to wonder about your mind. Are you unhinged, Mr. Wolfowitz?
Senator Kennedy, excuse me.
What is...
Senator, I'm this? Mr. Wolfowitz's physician, Dr. Prang. I cannot allow Mr. Wolfowitz to answer any more of your nasty, impertinent questions.
Why is that, Dr.
Prang? Prang, yes.
We have these hearings on the Iraq War, and there are things that we have to ask the Secretary.
I see. Speaking only as a physician, I should say hang your committee. However, I'm from Health South, and since I'm his assigned physician, I don't really care.
Help! Hey, get me down from here! Hey, boy, they don't get up here to clean often, do they? Help!
Well, good heavens.
That's, amazing.
Is this a rules violation?
I, hope not.
There. I've filled him with various potions. He'll float down in the morning.
Help!
I'd recommend you adjourn until then.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prang. Will he be all right up there?
Oh, yes. I'm sure you could have him hauled down if you like. You might not wish to shoot at him, of course.
I'm, sure we would, never, shoot at Mr. Wolfowitz.
I doubt he'd give you the same consideration. Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, get me down!
Well, Ted, I guess we should adjourn until tomorrow morning.
That would, be, fine with, me, John. I, have, 3 JFK events tonight and 4, family, birthdays.
Slow night tonight, Ted.
Hello?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello? Hey, I get nosebleeds. Hey, hello?
The 11th in our series of average short subjects, the Armed Services Committee, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network and freely adapted from a popular 16th century work, The Codicils, to the 12,834th quatrain by the famous astrologer and seer Ingomar Nachtigramus. All celebrity impersonations were created by digitally reprocessing outtakes from the Yet More Beatle Outtakes Sessions, Volume 61. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, fiddling as gnomes burn and asking me to stay tuned.